From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama says world leaders are nervous about Donald Trump. The G7 summit in Japan is the latest world gathering to be colored by concerns about Trump. Speaking on the sidelines of the summit Thursday, President Barack Obama accused him of ignorance about world affairs and said world leaders are rattled.
They are paying very close attention to this election. I think it's fair to say that they are surprised by the Republican nominee. They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements, but they're rattled by him, and for good reason.
Trump clinched the number of delegates needed to become the Republican nominee on Thursday and didn't shy away from responding.
When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
On Friday, President Obama will pay a historic visit to Hiroshima. A French naval ship that specializes in underwater searches will help search for the black box recorders of the Egypt Air flight that crashed in the Mediterranean last week, killing all 66 on board. The flight recorders are believed to be about 3,000 meters underwater. France may also send an unmanned submarine and deep-sea retrieval equipment. The cause of the crash on a Paris-Cairo flight is unclear. A series of speeches by members of the U.S. Federal Reserve raising the possibility that policymakers may be signaling a key rate hike soon. Economists fear a prolonged period of low interest rates could fuel high inflation and stall the economy. This is VOA. U.S. officials are warning of Islamic State's ability to inspire violent deeds around the world, including in the United States, without commanding or having any direct contact with terrorists. Homeland Security officials told a U.S. Senate panel on Thursday that, quote, we have moved from a world of terrorist-directed attacks to a world that increasingly includes the threat of terrorist-inspired attacks. The top Democrat on the Homeland Security Committee agreed with the assessment, noting last year's terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, that left 14 people dead. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning leaders in Washington about the rapidly spreading mosquito-borne Zika virus. Speaking to the National Press Club on Thursday, Thomas Frieden pleaded with Congress to move faster to approve funding to deal with the crisis.
Memorial Day weekend heralds the start of mosquito season in the U.S. We have a narrow window of opportunity to scale up effective Zika prevention measures, and that window of opportunity is closing.
The virus has been spreading rapidly in Central and South America, and at least 1,500 people in the United States are infected. Frieden says the challenges with this are enormously urgent. The World Health Assembly has approved reforms that will increase the UN Health Agency's ability to respond rapidly and more effectively to health emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where a panel of experts discussed how new measures will help countries tackle emergencies such as Ebola, Zika, and yellow fever.
This first effort to consolidate and analyze data on attacks on healthcare in emergency settings around the world sheds light on the severity and frequency of the problem. The report says Syria had the most reported attacks on healthcare each year. Syria is followed by the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Iraq, Pakistan, Libya, Ukraine, and Central African Republic in the rankings of the 19 countries surveyed. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An unlikely battleground over whether public schools must allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice is taking shape in two tiny towns in Texas and in Arizona, neither of which currently enrolls anyone who is transgender. 11 states are suing the Obama administration, claiming that a new federal directive about transgender students thrusts seismic changes upon 100,000 schools nationwide. The directive handed down this month says transgender students must be allowed to use bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.